You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
If you give me your attention, I will tell you what I am. I'm a genuine philanthropist, all other kinds are sham. Each little fault of temper and each social defect, in my erring fellow creatures I endeavor to correct. To all their little weaknesses I open people's eyes, and little plans to snub the self-sufficient I devise. I love my fellow creatures, I do all the good I can, yet everybody says I'm such a disagreeable man, and I can't think why. To compliments inflated I've a withering reply, and vanity I always do my best to mortify. A charitable action I can skillfully dissect, and interested motives I'm delighted to detect. I know everybody's income and what everybody earns, and I carefully compare it with the income tax returns. But to benefit humanity, however much I plan, yet everybody says I'm such a disagreeable man, and I can't think why. I'm sure I'm no ascetic, I'm as pleasant as can be. You'll always find me ready with a crushing repartee. I'm an irritating chuckle, I've a celebrated sneer. I'm an entertaining snigger, I've a fascinating leer. To everybody's prejudice, I know a thing or two. I can tell a woman's age in half a minute, and I do. But although I try to make myself as pleasant as I can, yet everybody says I'm such a disagreeable man, and I can't think why.
We can't think why. We can't think why.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola. If you give me your attention, I'll tell you what show it is. It is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And attention, please, is the putative theme of this program, although I almost thought of calling it BAH, B-A-H, exclamation point. But I think that would have been, I'm not feeling quite like that. I've had my moments, of course, but I'm not feeling quite like that. We began this show, which, the attention is should be paid to it, that's all. It's not a subconscious thing. This is a very conscious show. Sir Henry Lytton, and I swear I'm becoming this guy, singing King Gama's song from the first act of Princess Ida that was recorded in 1932 with the Doyle Cart Opera Company. And Dr. Malcolm Sargent directing the orchestra. Not Sir yet. He had a way to go before he got that accolade. But, yes, if you give me your attention, I will tell you what I am. And if you listen to the show long enough, you know just what I am. Andre Castellanets conducted. It says on the label, Andre Castellanets conducts. 1938 Bugle Call Rag. And that is... one of the more interesting versions of Bugle Call Rag that you're likely to hear this week. Our theme, Willard Robeson, the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin'. Wake up, why don't you? 1929. And Radiola proceeds. Oh, am I like King Gama? I'm becoming that. I really... I embody all those virtues that he espouses. Continuing... Now, with a very nice copy of this, Edwin J. McAnally's Orchestra, 1925. A nice, clean surface on this, which is so rare for those early Victor Electrics. Usually they're very crackly sounding. Billy Murray singing this. Nice upbeat one to begin with here. What a blue-eyed baby you are. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Grandpa. Are you lonely? Maybe you are. But don't be sad, I'll make you glad when the pretty birdies sing in the spring. I'll buy the ring, then ding dong ding. What a blue-eyed baby you are. I just can't help loving you.
Thank you.
Arthur Lally and the Millionaires, Sing a Little Jingle, 1931. And that goes out specially to John Lyford, who liked the other side of that. So I hope he likes that one, too. I like it myself. So I generally don't play things I don't like unless they're illustrative of something else. Before that, the Majestic Dance Orchestra, which, according to the new dance band discography, is Harry Salter. And Bob Merwin on the vocal is on the label. I'm not sure who Bob Merwin is. It sounds a bit like Scrappy Lambert, but maybe it's really Bob Merwin. One can never tell. I'm Just a Vagabond Lover, 1929. And, Vagabond Lovers, they're on my list, too. Before that, Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra, Billy Murray on the vocal, What a Blue-Eyed Baby You Are, and that's from 1925. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying not to be judgmental, at least of other people, but sometimes it happens. I'm full of it this week or this month. It's been I'm an irritable guy. I have to admit it. Just it takes over and makes me such fun to be around. So it does work that way, and those who know me will attest to that. Now here is Nick Lucas in 1925, and this was recorded in September 1925. Several months before Heebie Jeebies, recorded by Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. But Nick Lucas here manages to do a lot of scatting, and it is scat singing. There's a lot of scatting that turns up before Louis. So, and he didn't invent the helicopter either, by the way, in case you were wondering. But here's Nick Lucas playing his guitar, singing, and scatting on his own composition, I Found Somebody to Love.
Jibon, jibon, boodly-bo-bo. Boodly-bon, jibon, boodly-bo. Jibon-bo-bo, boodly-bo. Jibon-bo, dee-doo-doo. Jibon-dee-bo, boodly-bo. Dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. For years and years I've always been alone. Had no one to love me, no one to think of me. But no more will I have to sit at home all by my own son to weep and moan. I found somebody to love, just like a gift from above. And when she passes by, rather shy, she whispers like a coo in dove. The birdies up in the trees sing her their sweet melodies, as if they really knew just what I'm thinking of. And when she walks down the street, her cute little feet, little patter, oh so sweet. Big blue eyes, she's a prize. There's nothing to it, she's a beaut. My folks say I'm acting queer, so won't you lend me your ear? I wanna say I found somebody to love. Jibon, jibon, voodly-bo. Voodly-bo, jibon, voodly-bo. Jibon-dee-doo-doo-doo, voodly-bo. Voodly-nyaka, voodly-nyaka, goom, jibon, voodly-bo. Voodly-bon, jibon, voodly-bon. And when she walks down the street, her cute little feet, pitter-patter, oh so sweet. Big blue eyes, she's a prize. There's nothing to it, she's a beaut. My folks say I'm acting queer, so won't you lend me your ear? I wanna say I found somebody to love, love, love.
Driving me onward to someone like you whispering to me. Oh, why do you yearn? He may be around the next corner you turn. You are my own, my very own. If not my own, what do I own? My life was always sad and bleak until my heart to yours could speak. Though other lips might kiss me, dear, and other arms might hold me near, with all but you I feel alone. You are my very own. You are my own, my very own. If not my own, what do I own? My life was always sad and bleak until my heart to yours could speak. Though other lips might kiss me, dear, and other arms might hold me near, with all but you I feel alone. You are my very own.
Quite a hopeless case. Oculist,
There's Gladys Rice, Franklin Bauer. Someone wants to hear a version of Together by Franklin Bauer, and I can't find that yet, but at least I've got some Franklin Bauer on the show this week, so that's what we're living with. Arden and Oman on the pianos. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful, and I'm wrong frequently, so there. Before that, Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys, and it's her composition also on this, You Are My Own, 1928. Before that, Nick Lucas. I think she was playing the guitar on there, too, which is, makes her, gives her another similarity to Nick Lucas on I Found Somebody to Love. And he's scatting like mad. I love that record, 1925. Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and we're doing the show under basically wartime conditions here, but maybe there's a light at the end of a tunnel. At the end of a tunnel, I should say, but we're getting the show out to you anyway. Once the ceasefire is started, we'll be less noise. Isham Jones, and I like this. Nice Brunswick from 1923 plays way too fast, but I think that's at the right speed and the right key. Blue Hoosier Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ted Lewis and his band, and Ted is sounding good on that one. Wang Wang Blues, 1921, the classic, and there's Ted doing his thing that he always did. But it's good jazz. There's some, you know, that's a pretty hot record, I have to say it. Before that, the Dixie Daisies, a group that existed mainly on Cameo, and that was one of those Stripe label cameos from 23, Bee's Knees. And I'm surprised that song hasn't been revived. That's a nice tune. Somebody ought to, you know, take that one up once in a while. So many chestnuts out there, and they're not roasting on an open fire either. They're just being played. Blue Hoosier Blues began the set, 1923, Isham Jones, on a rather nice Brunswick, and it's nice sounding. Yeah, came out all right. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and if you're interested in this or any other Radiola playlist, I urge you to visit radiolablog.blogspot.com, and you will be you'll be very pleasantly surprised at what you find there. I hope it's mostly good stuff. I'm not gonna give it a blanket statement. I'm gonna say it's pretty much all good stuff for the most part. And now a set of some interest. I received a communication from a listener out on the West Coast who was, I think he's up north in Oregon, and had stated that he wanted to hear some tropical stuff. Since it is getting chilly, this would warm up things a bit. And I've managed to get in a few good things here. So we're going to start with a little bit of Hawaiian, and then we're going to go from there. But here's Bing Crosby in 1937 with Blue Hawaii. Or is that Hawaii? I think he says Hawaii. Well, whatever he says, here it is.
Night and you and blue Hawaii. The night is heavenly, and you are heaven to me. Lovely you and blue Hawaii, with all this magic
Of all the world's famous singers that I have ever seen on the movie screen. Of all the world's famous singers that I have ever seen on the movie screen. Lawrence Tibbett and Nelson Eddy, Donald Norvis and Morton Downey, Kenny Baker and Rudy Valley, but the crooning prodigy is Bing Crosby. Bing has a way of singing with his very heart and soul, which captivates the world. His millions of listeners never fail to rejoice at his golden voice. They love to hear his la-da-dee-la. So sweetly and with such harmony, thrilling the world with his melody. Mention might be made of Bing's romantic life, centered on his wife. As lovely as the soft silves of poetic dreams, her smile is like the moonbeam. A former star, we know she can sing, but now her voice she has reserved for her sons and Bing. So, so happy must be Bing Crosby, but he has married a beauty like Dixie Lee. I wonder if you heard him singing the song, may I be the only one to say I. And yet I wonder if you heard again, every time it rains, pennies from heaven. But Love Thy Neighbor was the most thrilling song. And get along, little doggy, get along so sweetly and with such harmony, thrilling the world with his melody. Bing has a most interesting personality, beloved universally. He has two pet racehorses, Double Trouble and Ligarotti. Pipe smoking is his hobby. He has a queer eccentricity. He takes off his hat very infrequently. So one and all, less unanimously, shout three cheers for his golden voice prodigy.
Mary, if you love me again, don't worry. So let me tell you plain, Miss Mary, if you love me again, don't worry. Why, since you introduced your sister, I love she better. I just wrote her a letter because she got a better figure. You lose me, Mary. It's true, your sister beauty. And when I saw the size of Daisy, oh Lord, I near go crazy. With you I won't be no longer. Don't jealous your sister. Just look for another fella, and that will settle the matter. You know that Daisy told me one night plain, don't talk to my sister at all again, because we leave she on a serious grind, and she got the both of us now on her mind. Just because I am nicer, oh radio, than my sister, she want to commit murder, because I got a better figure. Myself and Daisy were living happily, and the whole thing smashed up entirely. I mean it rose through an argument that caused a fight, so I got to run and leave my home that night. So the neighbors decide, why don't live in tree? Not me, said Daisy. Myself and my sister, we can't agree, because I got more luring than she. Mm-hmm. by warning the women generally, be careful of your territory. Don't allow your sister on your land. Sooner or later they'll make some demand. Some sisters acting like Hitler, the German dictator. They will tell you later they love your man better.
King Radio, a record from 1939 called The Two Sisters Scandal. And that is a fun record, and I beg your forbearance on the inclusion of that one, but I truly enjoy that. Before which we had The Lion singing about Bing Crosby from 1939, and hits on all the salient stuff, like he liked to keep his hat on. Who doesn't these days? Most of us gents have a reason to keep our hat on. We won't remove it willingly unless commanded to, I suppose. Well, we'll talk about a hat later. I think Tempo King will adjust that. You know, that's what happened to William Tell, and that's what happened with him. He kept his hat on, and nobody wanted to... Yeah, they had to wind up shooting somebody or something off of somebody's head. Before that, Bing Crosby, Blue Hawaii, Take B, from 1937. I think that was the one released in the States here. And a very popular record it was, too. This is Radiola, and I'm having fun. This is good stuff this week. All stuff to chew on and, digest. And run through your mental processes and your brain and all the other happy stuff that you put it through your ears first. That's usually the best course. And I want to take a moment here to mention Brian Wright. He has a catalog of wonderful stuff, Rivermont Records, and I recently bought a couple of things from him in order to get a nice little. Album, a little LP, 33 and a third, which had some very interesting things on it. And I bought this new Charlie Strait thing, and there's another thing out that he has new, and I bought an older thing I didn't have. But I think I want to commend Brian Wright and Rivermont Records to your attention. And here is Brian playing. I think he recorded this last year. Here's Soliloquy, which was written by Rube Bloom. And Brian, it's on Brian's wonderful album, which is actually an LP set, but you can get it as a CD. Also, Breaking Notes. So here's Soliloquy.
Thank you.
ne'er I spoke sarcastic joke, replete with malice spiteful. These people mild, polite, this foul, and voted me delightful. Now when a white sits up all night in nature jokes devising, and all his wiles are met with smiles, it's hard there's no disguising. Oh, don't the day seem lank and long when all goes right and nothing goes wrong? Isn't your life extremely flat? You're nothing whatever to grumble at.
Oh, isn't your life extremely flat?
When German bands and music stands, play Wagner imperfectly. I bade them go, they didn't say no, but off they went directly. The organ boys, they stopped their noise with readiness surprising, and grinning herds of hurdy-gurds retired apologizing. Oh, don't they seem lank and long when all goes right and nothing goes wrong? Isn't your life extremely flat? If nothing would ever to grumble at.
Oh, isn't your life extremely flat? If nothing would ever to grumble at.
I offered golden subs untold to all who'd contradict me. I said I'd pay a pound a day to anyone who'd kick me. I bribed the Troyskite vulgar boys to utter something spiteful, but bless you know they would be so confoundedly politeful. Ah, in short, these aggravating lads, they tickle me taste, they feed me bad. They give me this, they give me that, I've nothing whatever to grumble at.
Oh, isn't your life extremely blessed? Nothing whatever to grumble at.
And that was a radio extra, because I had a few seconds extra to use, so why not with Sir Henry Lytton as King Gama from Princess Ida, whene'er I spoke sarcastic joke, and God knows that doesn't apply to me.